I'm Jeannie.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Nikki from Tyrion's Landing,
a podcast member of the Gonna Geek Network,
just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in...
3, 2, 1...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, and entertainment shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
And this week we are talking about Spaceballs!
Spaceballs!
Oh, yeah.
You so know you're really a Spaceballs.
So, oh yeah.
You know that, eh?
Who brought this up? Was this you, Shark Taco?
That I think it was me. This? I think this is
that
my
is
fault again.
So fucking awesome. I haven't watched this in probably 5 or 6 years.
Like, how many DVDs do I own?
Oh, around 12.
And
maybe
that's,
15.
That's one of them.
Nice.
Like, I own nothing, but I own that one.
Yeah. I think when you brought that up, Wing was like, will you marry me?
Well, that's
that
just
movie?
Like number of, what, like
37
or something
like
that?
37 in a row?
Never mind.
okay, I want to talk about bumper stickers in that.
Oh,
in
my
this.
God.
Because the first one you see is, I love Uranus.
Yes, oh my
that's
God,
so
on the
good.
Back of the fucking
No, that's not the first one you see, isn't it? That we break for nobody?
Yes, we break for nobody.
That's
oh, yeah,
the,
on the back
yeah.
of the Mercedes 3000 or whatever?
No, that's a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, exactly. It's on the back of the first ship. That opening, well, it's not the opening scene, but that scene where you see the ship.
Well,
It sounded like Jaws.
I know exactly. And that's why I was so excited about it. Just, you know, more shark is better.
More shark is better.
It's always better.
Oh my God.
But a never ending scene where that ship just keeps going and going. And you're like, are you
well,
serious?
Well, it had to make a big ass maid later on. It had to be tall.
Well,
it's amazing.
This is the Star Wars reference. That's the first shot in Star Wars as well.
Yep.
So.
The way that they did it works. All the campy bullshit, all the plays on everything is perfect. Yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, the bun headphones.
The bun props, yeah. And the flower God. Buns at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's that.
Yeah, the bun headphones I really liked.
Oh, yeah. She's a weird princess, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's kind of weird in that movie.
I don't understand weird princess. Explain what you mean weird.
Well, she's a princess, but they don't play it like that. Actually, go back to bumper sticker. In front of her Mercedes is written, spoiled rotten.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
That's pretty much it.
Well, that's a princess, dude.
Okay. Okay,
no,
fair enough.
That's not what's weird about her.
No.
What's weird about her is, I don't know, to me anyway, it's just the image that they try to make her into is kind of, they didn't hit it on the head, no.
No.
Like, Leia's cool because she has attitude, but, like, it's a badass kind of attitude.
Right.
She's just a rude, arrogant kind of attitude.
Well, you guys, I guess you're Canarnians. You don't know enough, like, prissy... I don't know.
We
totally...
know the Kardashian. We know
yeah, so now imagine, you know, they're kind of royalty, okay? Someone might still call them royalty, and they, you know. But I think she was a little more endearing than that. She was just a bitchy person that wanted to run away from a set-up wedding.
From
Prince
Valium.
Oh, my God, it's Spaceballs. We're getting all deep on Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Spaceballs.
What else is there?
Barf, John Candy. Come on.
Oh, the tail prop.
Yes, the ear props, too.
Oh, the ear props were so good. I want ears like that so bad.
Oh,
that would just follow my moods, you know?
Right. And
like,
you could randomly,
twitch a
like...
a little and, some, like, hear noises far away and, like, turn
randomly
in that direction.
Upskirt girls with your tail.
Oh, God.
Lone Star. Oh, my God. Joan Rivers? Come on.
Joan Rivers.
The voice of Dot Matrix? Oh, that's right. You guys are French. You didn't hear it.
Well, we watched a movie in English, but I didn't
we
know
watched it in English.
She was John Rivers. Who's John Rivers?
Oh, God. It's probably better you don't know. Some old entertainer that passed away, but she was on everything. She got a bazillion plastic surgeries. You just know her by her voice.
Wasn't she famous for joking about her plastic surgery?
And everything, yeah.
Like
I'm gonna
find a picture. Did she do, like, entertainment reporting or
yes,
something
the entertainment reporting was the end of it. I don't remember everything.
And I remember a clip of her like just saying like, "Security is here and they are tighter than my face."
Well, yeah, that would probably be about right.
I think that would be her, but I'm not sure.
The Mr. Radar and Mr. Coffee right next to each other.
Actually, oh, yeah. That's funny, but I prefer when they jam the radar.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry. There's only one man that gives me the raspberry. All the jokes like that. They did it in the Ford Galaxy.
In the Ford Galaxy. Reference service in Ford.
Well, and it's, yeah. A lot of people did it in a Ford Galaxy.
But it's so funny because there's joke that they could not see that today are super fun. While they're like, when is this becoming a Disney theme park? And you're like, well, 2019.
Oh, my God. That is perfect. I wrote that one down, too. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, and at some point, they're referencing Lord and Miller. And I was like, those are the name of the directors of the Han Solo movie. They could not know that 30 years ago. But when I heard that, I was like, this is just so on the nose right now. Nobody could have seen that, and it works again with the Star Wars canon. It's beautiful. Lord and Miller, the people who did the Lego movie. Everything is awesome.
I'm ready for Everything is Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So it was so funny. So Snotty beat me twice last night.
And it was wonderful. I think that's what she says.
When she does the salute, so he shows him... her dick. Yeah. When he has to let go of his balls so he can do the salute to her. Yeah. I told you never to call me on this wall.
And then she just looks at you. She stares at it and she looks at the camera. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Same thing when he's with the twins. She calls again. God. And she looks down like, And then she hang up.
So bad.
She's as useful as Captain Phasma in that movie. Yeah, that was a dig at the new Star Wars.
Yeah, she was fucking useless.
Just a little bit.
She had three lines. Anyways.
The movie breaks the fourth wall all the time, too, and I love it. Like, the first time they turn to the camera. Everybody got that?
Oh.
That was exposition. Are you ready?
Hey, everybody get that?
Or, you got the stunt doubles.
Yeah, that's so good.
You morons.
That's so good.
That was so great.
So Major
head
asshole?
Is on backwards. Yeah, Major asshole. Hold on. When he gets his head backwards, why didn't anybody tell me my ass was getting this fat?
And he's getting beamed back, and he's in the next room. That was great. But
asshole? Huh? Major asshole.
Major asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship?
We're all assholes.
I'm surrounded by assholes. Keep firing, asshole.
So good.
Oh yeah. Light speed, not fast enough.
Ridiculous speed, not fast enough as well. Mm-mm. Ludicrous speed, and say it in Canarnian.
Vitesse démesurée!
That would be ludicrous speed for all of you non-Canarian
so
speakers. Yeah, you should see her face when she does it, too.
Oh, God. The instant VHS joke works so well for me, though.
I love that they used that cover for the first round of VHS as well.
Yes, they did. Even the first round of DVD was that cover, and it was written, the DVD.
Mr. DVD.
Mr. DVD, yeah.
So fucking great. It's like, fast forward to it. When is this? This is now. When is now? That was then.
Like, yeah. And it's like he breaks. Like, his brain breaks at that point, and he gets all confused.
Michael Winslow, too. Right? That's the beeps and the creeps and the fleep. The...
Yeah, yeah. The boops. The guy who does all the little...
The guy that made a career with Police Academy after?
Yep. Yeah. I think Police Academy started before that.
But he's the Police Academy guy.
He's the voice, yeah, the sound guy. But he, yes, I will give you that.
Thank you.
Yay. God,
I take that back.
The Dot Matrix we talk about, she has all these alarm on her chest.
Virgin alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go off before you do, pal.
That movie's so quotable, though. That's the thing.
It's just little snippets and little, yeah, I don't know. It's got this little, like,
cornball
thing. It's a total cornball comedy.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Chicken.
But all the names, the president is called Mr. President Screw?
Oh, God.
Yeah, is it Scrooge or is Scroob?
It's Crew.
It's Screw?
I'm pretty sure it's Screw.
Yeah.
I thought there was like a B at the end, but okay. Either way.
either way, they don't say it, so.
Oh, God. And the Druish princess.
Yeah. The Druish princess.
What about yogurt?
Oh, God, I hate yogurt. Especially strawberry. Yeah.
Merchandising.
I'm just plain yogurt.
I'm just plain yogurt.
My favorite merchandising. Thank you. Is the flamethrower.
Now for kids or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's for kids. Children's toy. Yeah.
So great. But I mean, they had pretty much everything from that. You could find the lunchbox and all that shit right after it.
I saw on the toilet paper.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can wipe your ass with yogurt's face or with
Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet's helmet.
Yeah. This big helmet.
Is there a joke at some point where someone's like, I'm sure she gives good helmet?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I'm sure she gives great helmet.
Comb the desert. Sir, I think we might be being too literal here. No, we're not. How goes it down there? Man, we ain't found shit.
That's so good.
Black dudes with the pick.
He's like, this is stupid.
My buddy Shane bought a motorcycle a handful of years back, and he went in and he got a helmet, and it wasn't right. It was like a fully enclosed one, and he didn't like it, so he took it back, got a different one. He came home with the fucking white golf ball, space ball, like perfect circular fucking helmet that they were all wearing.
Wow.
He sported the shit out of that thing.
You know you're a space ball dude, eh?
Yeah, dude, he loved it.
That's so cool.
Oh, God. But the combing the desert, there was a fun thing. You can find that on YouTube. Someone add from the Force Awakens trailers, and there, when you see the Star Destroyer, you have those two dudes combing the desert in the background, and everybody thought it was true for like 24 hours or something, and were looking for it on the trailer. It was so funny.
The one of the news stories that we did last week. See, editing, like how I did that?
Yeah.
The link is dead. And if you click on it, it has page 404, file 404, page not found, and it has those two black dudes with a comb.
Oh, God, that's so good. That's so good.
With the pick in the desert. It's great.
We ain't found shit.
Man, we ain't found shit. Okay, I'm not shooting this thing. I hate guns. My hair!
And she becomes Rambo.
Right.
Like the Rambo pose and everything. Those stormtroopers, they can't shoot in a corridor, but when Barf gets those tube, they shoot perfectly in that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. When you see the two stormtroopers at the entrance, you have the fat one and the skinny one, you're like, I see where this is going.
I didn't even see it.
Beef, after 4 and some years, you shouldn't...
Well, I mean, I guess I did now, yeah, but it's like I didn't remember it. I didn't see it in the beginning.
Okay.
So, okay, maybe I did. God damn it, I hate you. Operation Vacuum Suck.
Oh, Mega Maid. It's a Transformer.
The fucking guard shows him how to do the Vulcan Nerve Pinch. Hey, what are you trying to do? It's Nerve fucking Nerve Pinch. I think that's a little bit lower. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. The code for the trapdoor, the door. It's like, one.
Whoa.
Two, three, four, five.
Oh, that's like the code that an idiot would have on his luggage.
And the president comes, that's the code on my luggage.
That's amazing.
My luggage.
Never changed it. Never want to. When Mega Maid, she wants to from suck to blow.
God.
It's a vacuum cleaner.
A lot of drunk prom dates do that.
Ooh.
Come on. Pizza the Hut had gotten locked in his car and eaten himself to death.
Oh, that's so gross. And he's so gross, too.
Perfect.
Genuinely, like, that makes me kind of gag. Just watching that guy is so gross.
And you see the guy beside him, like, taking a bite.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Oh, yeah, the Max Hedge or the, was that Max Hedge? I think supposed to be Max Headroom.
Well, it's a riff on Max Headroom, I think. But that guy just makes me laugh. It's, what can I say? At last we meet for the first time, for the last time, or...
Something like that.
Something like that.
I have to tell you something. I am your father's brother's friend's cousin's guy he met at 31 Flavors or whatever.
I'm your father, cousin, nephew's roommate.
Former roommate.
Former roommate.
Former roommate.
So what does that make us? absolutely nothing.
Oh, I see my Schwartz is bigger than yours.
So fucking great. Ha ha! Fooled you! I can't believe you fell for that!
Fooled you again! Oh, and at the end, after that scene where he loses his ring in the, well, in the Winnie Bag or whatever,
yeah,
he has the ring.
He still has a ring on his hand, different continuity error.
Oh, yeah. Film flop. Nice.
Well, I mean, it's probably one of, like, 100. It's like, it's really crappy production. Like, it's cheaply made.
Actually, it's not. That cost a lot of money.
But you can see all the, it's, I don't know, there's...
Oh, you see the sets,
there's
yeah.
tons of crap. You see how they, you
hey,
know what I
it's
mean.
It's still better than half the B-movies and shit out there, so I'll take it. It's fun.
It's better than that tub time machine.
Fuck you and your face. When I was growing up, my stepsisters had the Film Flub books. They were great. It pointed out all the like weird crap in movies and
Did they point out
in Captain Ron. In Captain Ron, when the kid knocks over the milk on the plans for the drawing in the very beginning,
yeah.
he picks it up quick, and then they cut to his mom yelling at him and walking in the room, and then the milk is still laying over. Eh? It had that and other stuff. And supposedly the person hanging themselves in the back of Oz or whatever. And all that weird shit.
In the Empire Strike Back, when Leia is in the on the hot system talking to people like...
She is in the hot system all the time. Go on.
Okay. But she still has some blue on the side of her nose.
Oh, God.
That's
Shut
nice.
Up.
No, check online. You'll see the picture. And she'll say, yeah, that's probably true.
What?
She's pretty candid about it that she was on blue for the last two Star Wars. But it's Carrie Fisher. She looks, you know, from all the Star Wars people, if I have to hang out with one,
oh yeah,
it's Carrie Fisher.
Oh yeah, and her dog.
And her dog, yeah. What is it, Gary Fisher? Yeah, it's Gary Fisher.
No.
Yeah, the dog is named Gary.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. She's an awesome lady. I'm sorry, she's just an awesome lady. Oh God. Evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Yeah.
That's a nice quote.
That's so great, though. I mean, it works. I'm not finding this picture. You might have to find it for me.
I'll find it for you. Yogurt, I don't have the ring. I found the ring in the box of Cracker Jack.
So fucking great. But it's got the fake, like, diamonds on it.
Yeah.
Schwartz. Your Schwartz is bigger than mine.
But my favorite joke of the whole movie, my favorite scene, when you get to the diner and the crew yes. of the Nostromo is there.
Yep. Oh, no, not again.
And the little alien's like, hello, my darling.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my darling. It's so lame. But that's where you get Barf's tail upskirting the chick. Hey, watch that tail. It's got a mind of its own.
Yeah, I was like,
Well, the alien was good, though. The alien was really good.
Oh, that priest that's trying to marry them and...
I don't care. Someone's getting married.
Just getting like shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's like, okay, the really short version. Do you want to? Yes. Do you want to? Yes. You're bound in the bond of holy moly, and not holy matrimony.
No. That's because that's the first time.
Oh, that's the first time.
That's the first time when the spaceship flies over the church. And he's like, he's trying to marry her to the other prince, to Prince Valium.
Valium.
Who keeps yawning.
Prince Valium is a pill.
Oh God, that's but when she runs
like an
away,
antidepressant.
When she runs away at the start, when the priest goes like a total sport on her, like, and she goes through the through the aisle and through the exit
to witness Prince Valium and Princess Vespa running right through the door, and
wasn't Dot like holding her train?
Yeah,
she was running out the door,
but she's on roller skate at that point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. But that's it. Let's be honest. This comedy is not trying to be that intelligent. They're just going for gags after gags. It's a collection of gags, but in the
lots of physical humor and just like
completely
unapologetic.
I'm a mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
But in a great tradition of Mel Brooks, it's just. Beautiful. I mean, everything he made from the start of the 70s to the end of the 80s was just fun.
And to give himself two roles.
Yeah, he gave himself two roles in the movie. You got that Yogurt was Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This time, anyways.
This time. Oh, okay.
I might have gotten it before. I probably did, but not the first handful of times. What does this come on in 87?
Something like that, yeah, after the trilogy.
I was 7.
Yes, you were. That's true. Okay, fair enough.
So,
I saw that like at the end of the 90s for some reason. I'm around the same.
I probably saw it in 89, right when it hit VHS, or 90, you know, so I didn't get all that. I was just like, this isn't, but it's kind of like, and a hell of a lot funnier than Star Wars.
Well, yeah.
It's probably why I watched this more than Star Wars as a kid.
Rick Moranis, he's such a classic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish this dude will come out of retirement.
Ghostbusters and do something or do this again or whatever.
Yeah, but I kind of respect why he dropped off the screen and everything. It's like his wife died and it was a long illness and everything. So he decided to take care of his two children. And that's why he stopped doing everything. And now they're asking him to do the sequel to this because they're talking about doing a Spaceball 3, The Search for Two. So,
nice. Like on Naked Gun 33 and a third or 2.5 or whatever it was.
Yeah, something like that. And that's what Mel Brooks said. It's like, if Rick Moranis doesn't do it, we're not doing it because he's the guy. And, well, you have to replace John Candy, unfortunately. But
Yeah.
John Candy was so awesome.
He was such a dude.
Oh, and Lone Star looks quality beat up dude nowadays.
Bill Pullman? Yeah. Do you remember when we were watching Torchwood, the American version?
Yeah, the horrible one.
I like that one. Don't say that.
It was okay, but it had no heart and none of the feeling that the other ones did. The Showtime one?
It's because you get out of Children of Earth that you watch once and you never want to watch again. Because
I
want to
watch it again.
It's disturbing as hell.
I know, that's why I want to watch it again. We should watch it again.
You would like that, actually. You really would.
I would like.
It's like a spin-off of Doctor Who with Captain Jack that you know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Torchwood, actually.
Yeah, but the third season, it's something with children.
Second or third? Yeah, it's gut-wrenching and horrible, but it works.
Yeah, Capaldi in that season is so good, though.
Capaldi was in there?
Yeah, he's the main liaison with the government and everything.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't want to tell you the key scene that you remember.
Don't,
she's there.
Yeah. Okay, back to what were we talking about again?
I think we're ready to rate this.
Yeah, we probably should. We're getting off to Dr. Heasy.
Hey, any other notes, guys?
Oh, no, not again.
Not really.
No, not again. Oh, the last thing I want to touch on is that instead of choking people, he's hitting them in the balls.
So great. Yeah. The force ball punch.
Yeah.
And they try to, like, the first guy who says, oh, no, not that, goes for his throat. And you're expecting, like, what's his thing that he's going to do? Is he going to strangle them? And no, it's the balls. It's the space balls.
Well, you're so expecting the truth because of Darth Vader. And you're like, okay.
Spaceballs.
So for Spaceballs, are you going legendary, legends of its time, cult legend, awesome, entertaining, memorable, forgettable, abysmal, or spring breakers? Let's start with Shark Taco.
I'm going to go awesome. I'm going to go awesome. Yeah, that's my rating. I don't really...
Just awesome?
Honestly, I just don't understand this scale. I'm going to keep saying that. I don't understand this scale, really.
You just say what you think it is, and then you back it up for whatever reason.
Yeah, but I don't understand what a cult legend really is, again.
Cult legend would be Flash Gordon. Would be a movie that everybody's watching, kind of loving, but it's not really something that's changed anything or made money or people know. I would say Akira is a cult legend in some ways. Because lots of people saw it, but it's still an anime that it's not mainstream.
Okay. Well, it's more known than that, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, like, touched a lot of people, and it's the spoof of, like, the most famous sci-fi, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then it's more than that. Then, like, would that be legend of its time?
That's up to you, actually.
Well, that's why you don't make me rate first.
Okay, but I'm going to go second, and I will also go with awesome, because I don't think it's a legend of its time, because it's still working today, and people still watching it are still talking about it. It's way bigger than a cult legend, but let's face it, it's not legendary. Something like History of the World Part 1 would be legendary. Blazing Saddle would be legendary. But that is an awesome movie with a good side of nostalgia, probably. I'm not sure if I showed that to a kid today that only seen Star Wars from the 90s up to now, if they would like it that much. But they would catch some jokes. So I think awesome is actually a fair rating. Beef?
I would have said early on in its life, it probably was a cult legend until it became more popular. But I would have to go awesome as well, just because it didn't, I don't know, it was a small cult following, I'll bet, in the beginning. I don't think it didn't crack off right away, did it? It didn't break the box office or anything.
It didn't make that much money in theater, but it broke it in VHS.
That's my point, though. So, like, you know, no one really heard about it, and then they started spreading it around, like Boondock Saints and shit. No one saw, like, 12 people saw Boondock Saints in the theaters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it was, you find your VHS tape and go from there and share it. Anyway, so, yes, totally awesome. I love this movie. It was so much fun to revisit it. Thank you, Shark Taco, for reminding us it existed.
Yay.
So, yeah, last word. Papple?
I'm going to go with Schwartz.
Raspberry.
Balls.
Of course.
This
not.
Has been episode 277 of Legends Podcast. Spaceballs. I'm Beef saying, oh no, not again.
I'm John D saying, how many assholes do we have on this ship?
I'm Shark Taco saying, dunna, dunna, dunna.
Well, that was really cool, and I don't usually add anything at the end. You should have said, I'm surrounded by assholes. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.